can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Hi.
I'm Colleen Ballinger with my husband, Eric Stocklin.
That's correct.
And you guys, welcome to
week two of Colleen Ballinger Month.
Also, the final episode.
Uh-huh.
This is the beginning of the end. Or just the end, not the beginning of the end. I guess the end of the end. The final episode, the end of an era. This is our final episode here in this room. Because we're moving.
Psych.
Not psych.
Gotcha.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. But no, we are moving. But you made it sound like we were never doing this podcast
again. In this room. This is the last time we're
ever
going to
do the
podcast.
Is that where you're going to title the episode?
Oh, good idea.
Suckers.
It is the end of an era, guys. It's our final episode here in this room because we are moving.
Tomorrow.
We're
not stressed at all about it.
Ha, ha, ha. So if we seem frazzled, you're probably going to be like, no, they always seem frazzled. They're not going to think it's any different, but like we are very frazzled today because moving is stressful.
I have talked a lot about anxiety on this podcast, mm-hmm. but I think this is the first time I'm actively having a panic attack
right.
while recording it.
Right. It's a
My
lot.
My body is humming.
It's a lot.
Moving, they say, is like one of the most stressful things you can do in your life.
And it's proving to be true.
Yeah. I kind of was like, yeah, right. Well, every other time I've moved, it's been a solitary experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get into that. We can tell moving stories,
mm-hmm.
times we've moved later in this episode. I also have a surprise for you this episode.
I'm scared.
Since we were moving, I'm like having to go through all these like boxes and stuff. And you've on this podcast read like old diaries or journals, mm-hmm. that you've kept.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that.
Right.
And I found some.
Of yours?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I thought you would really, it's not like too crazy, but there are a couple books and a yearbook and I thought you would find it.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Funny,
that's the best
news. That's like
news.
Your thing. You
oh,
love
it's so,
that.
Oh my God, I would read.
But you've never read any of my.
I don't think so.
Journals
or diaries.
I don't
remember that I have. So that's uh-huh. very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving is actually my relax today. Can I dive
yeah.
into it?
Yeah. And then I was going to say, who do you think needs to relax this week?
Who needs
Colleen?
To relax is moving, but more specifically,
uh-huh.
moving when you have an ADHD brain, because this is living hell for anyone with mm-hmm. any kind of brain. But when you have a brain that works like mine,
it's a beautiful mind.
It's very awful because
yeah.
how my brain works. And one of the reasons why I am so messy, is because when I see a mess, I don't think, oh, I can tidy that. I go, oh, those books are out of place. I need to put those books away. So I pick up the books, put them away. I go, oh, this bookshelf has not been organized in a long time. I need to organize this entire bookshelf. And then I'll find like a random like fork or spoon and be taken in the kitchen. And be like, oh my God, the uh-huh. dishes need to be washed. Oh, I have to unload the dishwasher. If I unload the dishwasher, I'm gonna have to put these dishes away. But the silverware drawer hasn't been organized in a really long time. And that's stressing me out that that's cluttered. So like, that's why cleaning for me is very overwhelming, because I can't just, the idea of just tidying something doesn't exist. Like I have to do it all fully, exactly right.
How does that apply to moving then now?
Because
you're trying to organize it all.
Yes. So like moving
is next place.
Going okay. through every drawer, every cabinet. And instead of just being like, oh, we'll pack it up and go, I'm like, I have to go through every single little thing, organize every single little thing, put it in the piles of this goes here. Like, so like for stuff, it's like memories, you know, like memorabilia from our lives. I'm not able to just be like, oh, we'll just put this in a memory box. I'm like, we'll have to organize boxes. I need a box for Flynn. I need a box for Maisie. I need a box for Wesley. I have to organize it in chronological order of when they had these things, because when they get older, I want it to be easy for them to go through their old stuff. So like my brain can't just chill. Like I am on super hyperdrive. Like as you have seen, like whereas you are just kind of like packing like a normal yeah. human being.
I've seen it. And I've also been a victim of it. Is kind of how
big
I would
victim
describe
of it.
It.
Cause like he'll put something away where we put it in our house, and I'll be like, well, you can't put it there, because when we move, the kitchen stuff's going to go to the new kitchen, but our new kitchen isn't going to have that in it. So you have to put it in the room that it's going to be in when we move. Like my brain is.
My system is different than yours. My system is like, I have trash bags, and in these trash bags, I put trash. stuff we're donating and stuff we're moving. And it just all goes in the trash bags and I just know which trash
bags are very overwhelming.
Go where, and then that's what's happening.
No, like
when we went to and rented a house for 2 months this summer. Mm-hmm. I packed all my stuff in trash bags.
Yeah, you did.
And then when we came back here, I put it in trash bags again. Mm-hmm. Whereas you had like itemized,
organized bins,
alphabetically bins, mm-hmm. labeled. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not like that in life. Like I'm not organized at all.
No, I wouldn't say that.
But it's because when I do have to be organized, when I'm forced into that situation, like I have to do it perfectly. And mm-hmm. so like, it's been hell kind of for everyone around me because I'm very intense about like how this process has
to
go.
Well, I didn't say it,
as hellish as it is for you, uh-huh. it's like a billion times worse in my own brain. I hate it. I'm like, why can't I just pack? Like I have to go through every single item and think about where it should go right now in our house while we're organizing and then where it should go in the new house. But we don't know where it's going to go in that new house. So that stresses me out. So I feel like I have to make these decisions about where is it going to go in the new house? Because I don't want to get there and have to reorganize everything. I want it to already be ready to go and be in the spot where it's supposed to be mm-hmm. before we get there, which is insane.
Right. And this gear of yours, what's happening to you, I should also add, there's some, like you're a procrastinator.
Yes.
So this does happen. And when it happens at the last possible moment.
Yes.
Because there was a date that loomed that was pretty confirmed that we knew was coming.
I was in denial that it was
happening. For months?
I was in total denial.
Right. As we both were to an extent. But as then it started becoming closer, people started doing things. But now it's the day before and now you're really...
In my defense...
You're really going.
You're a procrastinator too, and it's one of the things I love about you, that we're both like that.
Yes, but I'm also punctual.
Yes, you are. You are punctual.
But you're not.
No, I am not.
You have like your own...
Yeah, no.
I have what's called the stock clock.
You've got the stock clock. I've got the... I don't know what mine's called. It's not a stock clock. Mine is like, I can do that in 10 minutes.
Collate.
Mine's
is collate?
Not realistic. My clock is... Oh, like I,
late
and this
lean.
Is, and this has been lately, and this has been my clock in my head my whole life. And I know that it's incorrect and I just can't adjust. My brain goes, oh, I can do all that in 10 minutes. Easy. And I'm confident that I can. And then I try to do it and I'm obviously cannot right. do it all in 10 minutes. And then I'm like, and then I panic and freak out.
Yeah. And you're 10 minutes late. You're always,
but I cannot do anything until it is the last minute because my brain goes, well, I'm wasting time because this is all the time. I don't need to start now. I can do it all in 10 minutes. So up until the 10 minutes before we go, I can get so many other things done.
I know, but you're consistently 10 minutes late to everything.
I know. I
so
hate
if
it.
You only did it 10 minutes early, except for if we're going somewhere, if we're like driving somewhere, then you're a half hour late. So if you say we're going to leave here by 12, I know it's 12:30. Like I know that and I'm comfortable with that. And I understand that. I though have the stock clock. And so I am ready at 12 and then I'm kind of like twiddling my thumbs and getting more and more frustrated as that half hour goes by.
Yeah, I know. So my relax is my own brain in moving because it's not been fun. It's been really, also I don't do well with change.
Yeah.
And this is a big change and it's, I'm very panicked about it. I'm very stressed out about it.
I don't do well with build up to change. Like I'd rather.
Yeah, we're the same in that way.
Like pull the Band-Aid like real quickly and just have it be done. But like, yes, this kind of build up is very.
That's honestly one of my favorite things about you is
stressful.
How spontaneous you are. Like you are spontaneous. Just
kind of like plans.
No, you don't. And neither do I. We're both not good with plans.
I hate plans.
Yeah. So Eric and I both, and I love this about you because I feel like it would be such a big clash if one was the opposite. Like we both are not good with plans. And to the point where like, there have been so many times where for his like birthday, anniversary, Christmas, holidays, I will gift him a trip.
It's happened once.
No, multiple times I've planned trips. And if it's not like the next day, we don't want to go anymore. Like by the time the trip happens, we're like, ugh.
I'm game to do literally anything. I don't want to ride in a helicopter and I don't want to skydive, but I'll do anything else. But we have to do it immediately.
Yeah.
You can't like tell me it's happened in 2 months. We're going to do this thing. Cause then as it gets closer, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't.
I'm not excited about it anymore. Yeah. Like this has happened so many times and I know we'll love it. And we always do love it once we're there. Like we just did a birthday trip to Utah. That was so freaking fun. It was amazing. Right. But you know, and we were so excited when I gifted it to you. We're so excited about going, but then weeks passed And like the night before, we were both like, I don't want to go.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't go.
And I was like, I can't get a refund. We got to go. And so we went like not excited. But then once we got there, it was one of the best trips of our lives, of course. But yeah, that's, we're both very much that way. So
now we've moved to New York City together. But that was for just a couple months. We were coming back here and we moved
To Santa Barbara together.
Yeah, for a couple months. But we knew it was, you know, kind of terminal and we were coming back here.
And we've both been in Vancouver at the same time.
And that was months coming back to LA. Yeah. But like, this is the first time we've ever like moved together.
I know, it's really crazy.
It's a first for us.
It is a first.
And we are buckling under the pressure.
We are not doing well. We're doing well as human beings in a marriage.
Yeah.
But as human beings separately inside of ourselves, we're both falling apart. And one thing I love about you and about us is that like, we're always okay. So even when it does get like intense and we're both freaking out, I know that like in 10 minutes, one of us will go to the other and give the other a big hug or a big kiss and be like, it's going to be okay. So like we're falling apart, but then we always like come back together and go like, okay.
I think that's a good sign for us as a couple.
It's a great sign.
That, like, yeah, there's not, I don't think we really hold active grudges.
No.
You know,
no, we always want to really fix things.
Yeah. But there certainly has been points in the last couple of days where
you've wanted to kill me.
Not like, and I'm sure vice versa. And here we are.
And here we are doing podcasts together.
But
so yeah, that's who I think needs to relax. Before we move on to the next relax, I think our first sponsor is very appropriate today.
Okay.
All right, Lovey, who is your relax this week?
It's me.
Okay,
I
agree.
It's tiredness. It's exhaustion. Mm-hmm. It's why do we need sleep?
Because I don't know.
8 hours, I feel like, is too much.
It is. Most people don't get that, I don't think.
I used to.
I know.
A long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. And now I get 8 hours, but it takes me like four nights to get eight hours. the human body, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'll put it to you this way. I am so tired. We had our twins' birthday party 2 days ago.
I remember.
And the party was fun. Mm-hmm. It was great. You did a great job planning and executing this party.
So did you.
For our twin babies. And then it came to the point where we gathered around the cake with our two babies to sing them happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And this actually happened to me. I forgot the melody.
What?
Happy birthday.
No, you didn't. So when we everyone was singing it.
I know. But when we started singing it, I wasn't singing it right. And I'm like, this is how tired I am, is that the most recognizable song in the human world, I couldn't remember the melody to.
What were you singing? Give me an example.
Happy birthday to...
No, that's like, literally
that's
the melody.
That's close.
That is the melody.
What's interesting is that I don't think I could do it wrong now, but I know when I tried to sing it to our babies with like a group of people, it didn't match in my brain. Could you try and sing it wrong?
Happy birthday to you. Yes. Happy birthday to you.
I guess this is kind of what you do professionally. Yeah. But like, it was literally like that was happening. I couldn't remember the melody to happy birthday.
That's awful. I'm sorry.
That's how tired I am.
I feel that. I'm very tired too. I totally feel that. Like, I think I might be sleeping now.
Like, you should put me in the donate pile that we have and just send me
off.
See
what happens.
Yeah. Send you a postcard from. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'm very tired.
Same.
Yeah.
So that's who needs to relax? Just tiredness?
I guess so. Why do we need so much sleep? Couldn't we just sleep for like a couple hours a night?
Well, I do.
Right. No, but then still be normal.
You know, I
have normal thoughts.
On the baby's.
And feelings.
On the baby's actual birthday, I posted on Instagram and, you know, moms always be like, happy birthday to my sweet buttercup. You've taught me patience and the joy of the earth.
Yeah.
And I totally did that for Flynn. And I do that all the time for all the kids, you know. Uh-huh. Before the twins' birthday, I posted like, happy birthday to twins and talked a little bit about them and their personalities. And then I was like, you've taught me that exhaustion will not kill you, even though it feels like it will. That's what I said.
I think
it feels like that.
Yeah. I think sleep deprivation leads to like
there are
psychosis.
Days where I feel like I'm not going to survive it because I'm so tired. So, yeah.
Well, good for you that you posted anything. I've like completely foregone any kind of
social media
presence on all platforms.
Probably for the best.
And I love my kids and I take lots of pictures of my kids.
You don't need to post and know your kids.
And I take lots of pictures of me and you and our kids. Mm-hmm. And like all the time, my phone is literally full to the max with all these pictures. But I don't have the energy to share them. It's just, it's all for me.
It takes too long, like find a picture and make it look like we're in. I don't know.
It's just not something that like I focus on or it doesn't even cross my mind. Is that weird?
No.
Is that weird to be alive in today's day and age and to be so intimately involved with someone who lives their life online?
You've always been that way though. You've never like been super active on social media.
But I used to post sometimes. I would say I used to post to Instagram like once a week.
No way.
I was never a tweeter. I only like tweeted when it came to like work stuff because that became like a big part of like, the entertainment industry is that they would ask you to, you know what I mean? And you would want to, because you worked so hard on these things and you liked these people or whatever. But Instagram, I feel like, I remember being like just anything, you know?
No.
Like I voted and I wasn't, and I want other people to vote too, but I wasn't like, here's me with my vote sticker. Like I just didn't have the, is that bad?
No, I think that's fine. But I will say
it's my kid's birthday and I'm not like, look at this photo dump of all my babies of the past year and all these magical moments.
But listen,
I looked at my photos and I got all these photos and I was like, I can't do this right now.
I can tell you why, because you have never enjoyed posting things on social media. Every time you've ever had to post or chosen to put, what's happening over here?
There's cat hair floating off my microphone and like into my nose.
I'm sorry. Whenever this man has ever posted an Instagram, as long as I've known you, it's extremely stressful for you. Like picking a photo and like posting, like gives you anxiety. Like you've never enjoyed.
It wasn't always that way.
I've known you, it's been like that.
Well,
and so to me, it makes sense that you don't post anymore because your life is already so stressful and you're so tired and you have so many other things to worry about that like the idea of adding the stress of like trying to figure out what to post and what the caption should be, like that was always very stressful for you, I feel like. So this, I feel like, is something that you've just like, that's something that you can't add that extra stress to your life. Just pluck it out.
It used to be just people I knew, like my friends that I knew, like IRL.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't do that.
Don't do that. I also say verbally lol sometimes.
You all the time do.
Lol. It used to be just like my friends in real life and family and whatever. And then I think before I knew you, I'd, you know, been on some TV shows and stuff, but it was still like very minimal, the amount of followers that I had on these things. But then since Haters, it was like more in that. I think that, I don't know. It's like, it became like, oh, this is like performative in some way. Like for me, it wasn't natural. It's like there's people that it's natural to share that those, they're kind of their life, you know, to me, it doesn't come naturally. I'm a private person, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the inside. And I'm shy.
Yeah.
I'm a shy guy.
You are a shy guy.
I'm not a try guy.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Shy guy.
No offense to like the sweethearts part of the triangle. Okay, we're not getting into that, but you know.
We can.
No, we cannot. I'm not interested in talking about the try guys. No, we should definitely not talk about the try guys right now.
No, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Okay.
We're not getting into that. I think there's, obviously. Oh, we're not getting into that. We're moving on from that conversation. Okay. So anyway, what were we just talking about that wasn't Try Guys? Because now my brain is only thinking about the Try Guys.
We were talking about like me and my...
your anxieties of posting on the internet.
It's not even like that it's anxiety. It doesn't come naturally to me. And it's not something that I think about.
Right.
I literally don't think about it, which is, I think, maybe a little bit strange.
No, I don't think that's... I think that's fabulous.
I know, but I'm like in love with and married to and have children with and a family with a person who does it pretty actively.
But I'm married to someone who likes the outdoors and camping and
you've never
and
even
dirt,
been outside.
And that's not something I'm interested in. And
I guess that's true. Yeah.
People have different interests.
Opposites attract, I guess.
Finding a community online of people and sharing my life and getting support and love from and advice from people online, like that has helped me through so much. And I love
you should try just holding it all in until like you absolutely explode.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. I definitely don't want to do that. But yeah. I've always loved sharing my life. And also I love that I have so much to look back on of my life. Like there's so many things. My life is so crazy and hectic and insane that I've documented everything. And I have such a horrendous memory that like, I feel like filming it is been so good for my memory to like remember things. I'm like, I don't know if they're memories at this point or if I've just watched the videos of my life, but my memory is so bad. It's so nice to be able to go back and look at stuff. And I always will go back and look at like, you know, old tours of mine and be like, oh, I forgot I did that. Or like, videos of Flynn and be like, oh, remember he used to call water, blah, 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 blah. Like things that like kind of let slip your mind after a while because you're so busy with so many things.
Yeah. My parents have like, I mean, we had home movies, we had a home video camera and they would do it sporadically, but it's all gone. You know what I mean? It's all gone. Or it's like some of it they've tried to like digitize on some website where you can go look at it, but it's very limited. And then like most stuff I've done, like they would, you know, they would record and then burn it onto a DVD. So I have like this like tote bag filled with like just loose DVDs all scratched to hell. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sure I'll never be able to get those back or see those things like plays I was in high school and college and sports games, like whatever. Like it's just on scratched DVDs that'll never work again. And you know, I don't know, or the old, what are those mini cassette tapes? Mm-hmm. Not like VHS ones, but the little ones from those like
high eight
camcorders. Like, and I think it's really great that like for my family and the experiences I'm having now that there are home videos that exist. And even this podcast, it's like, I just, it's very isolated to me because it's just me talking to you, my best friend. And I don't really think too far outside of that. I mean, I love it and I like appreciate it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's also insular to me, all the sharing. Well,
also like for me and my perspective of my, in my life, I've done this since I was little because my home videos are bountiful. Like I have like,
right. You have full narrative feature films.
Yeah. Like since that was what we did for entertainment growing up was my dad brought out the camcorder and like we would film full movies and TV shows and skits and costumes and characters. And we'd also just film our daily life and every family event. So like I have so many home videos. I'm so used to that to the point where like in high school, I didn't write papers and like do every project. I was like, can I make a video? And like, I wanted to do a video for everything. And in college, I was like, can I do a video? And like, I have always filmed my life. I've always talked to a camera. So whereas like to some people, they're like, it's so weird that you would like share your life online or film your life.
I'm
like,
it's
literally all I've ever done with my whole life.
Exactly. And so like when YouTube like first started, right, I was aware that there was YouTube and like you could go there and there would be like cats falling into toilets or like whatever. It would have never occurred to me, even as an actor, even a theater student, I was a performer. I was, you know what I mean? When all this started, I was doing that stuff. It never would occur to me in a million years to film myself and then post it on that website. Never would have been a thought in my head.
It was my first thought when I went on YouTube. I was like, I can upload videos. Thought,
well, you're a YouTuber before that word even existed.
Right.
You're the OG queen.
I used to, my friends, if any of my friends can vouch for me on this one, if any friends listen, when I would have people come over for birthdays, holidays, anything, I'd have them sit down and we'd watch my home videos. There was a girl, I was in charge of her bachelorette party. And she was like, for my bachelorette party, I want to go to your house and I want to watch your home videos. Like this is like,
was she in them?
No, they're just like, my home videos are so insane. Like they're so funny and insane and ridiculous. And so, it's just been such a huge part of my life. I can't imagine not filming my life. Like, I love it. It's like a part of me, but anyway, I don't know how we got into that conversation.
I forgot we were even doing the podcast.
I know we should say hi to the next sponsor because we're just like having a conversation.
Okay. I'm having one of those things where like a word, what's it called when a word doesn't make sense to your brain anymore?
I love that when that happens. When you're a word all of a sudden sounds so weird because you said it too many times. I think the problem is that I said the word comfort. How are you supposed to say that? Say it. Say the word.
But it's not.
Say it.
Comfort.
Is that not what I'm saying?
I know, but when you say it, it sounds like you're saying.
I know what you think I'm saying.
Comfort.
Comfort. Like I'm saying two separate words.
Right.
Yeah, comfort. I don't know how else to say it. Comfort. How else can you say
like,
it?
I like comfort.
Comfort? It's comfort. Comfort.
Are you listening to this? say out loud to yourself. Say comfort. But like, the only picture it spelled C-U-M-F-E-R-T.
The only difference between comfort. How you and I are saying comfort is that you're really hitting the T at the end. And I'm not. I'm saying comfort. And you're saying comfort.
Comfort.
That's the only difference between how we're
saying. Maybe I have good diction.
You do have good diction. You very much pronunciate your consonants, just not so much your vowels.
Okay.
Whoa. That was so weird.
Wow. Yeah, comfort has really thrown me that I can no longer speak the English language.
Yeah, your patter, how you speak, you hit your consonants hard. Yeah. You hit your consonants hard. You don't use vowels. And you put pauses in very strange places.
I like this. I feel like if you told someone to do that on purpose, they couldn't do it.
No, they couldn't. You have a very specific accent how you talk.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like individualism.
Yeah. I remember when we first started like talking on the phone, I was always like, why do you stop talking to me? And I would like interrupt because I'd be like, why do you stop talking? Because you take long pauses like in odd places.
When we first started talking on the phone, we would talk a lot on the phone.
Yes, we would. Mm-hmm.
That was a fun stage.
Yeah. Fun little stage of us.
Just chatting it up.
Chatting it up.
How you doing?
Owen.
Are you comfortable?
Oh, that's weird. Don't say that. Anyway, okay. There's so much we could talk about right now. Did you want to read your journal?
Sure.
Let's do that.
I teased that. So I was moving boxes and my mom, I think my parents are just sick of having some of my stuff at their house.
Mine too, yeah. They're like, just give me boxes.
Take your stuff. Like it was sentimental to them till I got to this age. They were like, it's not cute anymore. We don't want your stuff. Here it is in boxes. Right. Get out of here. But I found this.
What is it?
And it says journal and it says, Eric Stockland in cursive, which
I'm shocked you can write in cursive.
Which we've gone over. So what this is from school where we were required, I think, to write a paragraph every day.
I have those. Yeah.
And we were supposed to write in cursive because we were learning cursive. I think this was fifth grade.
Okay. It's pretty good cursive, honestly.
You think so?
I'm surprised.
Cause then it gets to the inside and there's lots, you can see, I don't know if you can see lots of it is like,
corrections.
What's the worst part about reading this is knowing that someone had a like a higher degree of education and got a job and their job was to have to read this and grade it. Like, God bless teachers. Mm-hmm. Like amazing, amazing profession and people.
Yeah,
and I've been
truly
impacted greatly by so many of them. But I feel so bad for you that you have to, I mean,
yeah,
at this level to be doing this.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear your journal.
But February 2nd, this one, I guess I forgot a period and I spelled hurts. I did a cursive E instead of a cursive U. So this was definitely to learn cursive. Tomorrow I am going to the doctor at 4:00. I am going there.
Wait, that's tomorrow? Cause you definitely spelled tomorrow wrong.
Yeah, tomorrow's wrong. Yeah.
They used a Y instead of a W and tomorrow I.
Tomorrow I.
And why did they correct that?
Best teacher didn't catch it.
Did not catch it.
I am going to the doctor's at 4:00. I am going there to get a planter's wart cut off my foot.
Those are painful.
It sometimes hurts.
Oh no. That is amazing that you just, I love kids that you just admit that. Like I wouldn't tell anyone I was getting a planter's wart removed. And you were just like, yeah, I think my teacher should know this information. Those are painful. Do you remember this? Do you remember your planter's wart?
Oh yeah. Ow.
They hurt.
Real bad.
I've had one before.
You have had one before?
I had one. Yes.
Yeah. It was like.
It's like cut it out of my foot.
Right. Yeah. It was like on the bottom of my foot.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very painful.
We're like the base of the big toe.
It feels like there's a pebble under your skin.
We should
definitely change the subject.
I just thought you would like it. I don't know if the listeners would like it.
Well, I don't like warts, but I'm just saying like, I feel bad for you, your little self that hurts so bad.
I should say this is in Connecticut and February. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this has to do with me ice skating on a pond. Pretty much every page is like, it's either me
getting warts removed or ice skating. Those are the two things you do.
But like, so we're, it's February 2nd is the planter's wart. And then we're here on February 5th. Last night I had a ear infection. And I thought you were really like
that. You sound like Miranda.
It's infection spelled C-H-I-N.
Infection.
Yeah.
I love that. Tomorrow I have a double header. What's that?
Baseball, Little League?
We are probably.
Oh, basketball.
He says, we are probably going to lose because of Chris.
He's a ball hog.
Oh my gosh, so calling him out. Yeah,
shots fired, Chris, if you're listening. You,
he is was it the, he Chris? Was the you're
yeah,
right?
Yes, of course oh, no it is. Way. Yeah. A oh, lot of this is like Chris fired. Came over and we played basketball.
You have to tell him that. Yeah, you have to send that to him. That's so weird. We're probably going to lose because of Chris.
Right. Yes, Lurley.
Okay. I
wasn't good at the cursive D's.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
I'm pretty. Yeah,
no,
what?
I know, but I just, your teacher.
Harsh.
God bless your teacher. They did not correct you correctly. It says, yes, you're trying to say yesterday. He spelled it yesterlay or just yesterlay. That's how you spelled it.
Uh-huh.
And your teacher, she, he, I don't know, tried to put in the T of yesterday, but didn't cross the T. So it says,
no, but the T's there. Look under the red. The T is there.
Why did she not put a T there? What is she correcting? She spelled yesterlay.
You're gendering her as a she. We don't know.
I don't know if it's a girl or boy.
Yes. Yes. Yesterday spelled right. That's correct.
Yeah. But she corrected you and put an L in yesterday.
Where this is going is it says yesterday I went to Chuck E. Cheese. And she real hard is like, you have to capitalize the C's in Chuck E. Cheese.
You also spelled Chuck E. Cheese wrong and she didn't correct it. She put a capitalization on the C's.
It says Chuck E. Cheese.
It says Chucky, but it's Chuchy Cheese. First of all, it says Chuchy.
Cheese.
It says Chuchy Cheese. And also, isn't Chucky in Chuck E. Cheese... Is that a Y or an IE?
Yeah, it's a Y.
I think it's a Y, isn't it?
Well, maybe
Chuck E. Cheese?
We might need to.
I don't know.
Is it Chucky's cheese?
All I know is it's not Chuchy Cheese.
Does he own the cheese? Like, is it apostrophe
it's
S?
It's definitely
like
not Chucky's cheese. What are you talking about?
I don't know if it's Chucky's cheese or Chuck E. Cheese.
It's Chucky's. Chucky's? What are you saying, Chucky's cheese?
Well, according to this, it's lower. It's like.
No, that's his last name. It's Mr. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese. It's not Chucky's cheese.
What?
Are you insane?
I never knew Chucky's last name was cheese.
I would assume because it's not Chucky's cheese.
But they have cheese pizza. It's kind of what they're known for.
Chucky's
and like having
a
great band.
Sure,
games.
But I'm just saying, well, the bigger issue at hand here
I think
is
it's
that
Chucky's cheese.
It is literally not. And you are
his
insane.
Name is Chuck E. Cheese?
That's what I think because
it's
not.
Is that
why
this teacher got so mad?
Yes, because it's capital. Well, it's capital because it's a restaurant. Like, it's like, you know.
But see, they're not like, oh, you should have put an apostrophe there, right?
Wait, you also. Okay, you said Chuchy Cheeses.
I know.
There's so many.
Chuchy Cheeses. You're like, capitalized.
Capitalized Chuchy Cheeses.
Give him some reverence. This is Mr. Chuck E. Cheese to you.
But you spelled Chuchy and Cheeses. You spelled it both sides wrong. But anyway, continue.
I played.
You know, wait, you do know it's just Chuck E. Cheese, though. You know it's not Chuck E.'s cheese, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Okay.
Chuck E.'s cheese.
It's not Chuck E.'s cheese.
I don't know. I'm not
okay,
confident.
Anyway, moving on.
I played lots of games. Mostly I played G.I. Joe. I got lots of tickets.
Good job.
This I thought you would like.
Okay.
Next day, February 14th. Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yesterday, I worked on my Valentine, completely just crossed out, just did it completely wrong.
What?
Box. You've talked about
Valentine's boxes.
And I was like, I never made them.
You did. See, I knew you did. Everyone does.
And I did.
Yes.
Because this triggered a memory. I am mounting it to my remote control car.
Oh, this
is
so cool.
It has a slingshot that flicks the Valentine, again, spelled wrong, into the box.
That's cool.
So like I was, like you said, you made you would do like, can I make a video for me? And I remembered it after reading this. Oh yeah, I made a Valentine's Day box, but I like taped it to a remote control car so I could drive it around the classroom.
That's so cool.
Like I was, you know.
I love that about you. That's so cute.
But I remember denying on this podcast, in fact, like that I had never made.
You'd never done that?
Valentine's box.
Oh man, lovey.
Yesterday, I went to Supercuts to get my hair cut. I got a skateboard cut this morning, spelled like as if you're in mourning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I went to chain up my dog, but I couldn't find the chain.
Oh my gosh.
What a day I had. But
what
do you remember going to Supercuts?
Before we get into Supercuts, I feel like this is still how you talk about your day. You still like list all the things that you did that like no one
how
should know about.
Day?
Like, I went to chain up my dog, but couldn't find the chain. I feel like it's very like, I went downstairs and I went to get a coffee. Like you explain everything that you do when you talk about your day. being hard or stressful.
Sorry, I have descriptive detail.
I love it. I'm just saying, like, you still do that.
Yeah, it made me think about, like, oh yeah, the only if my mom didn't cut my hair, it was Supercuts.
Oh, big time.
Which
Supercuts,
was like
$10 or something.
When you're feeling really fancy, if you need like a fancy haircut, you have to go to, like, if it's almost picture day, Supercuts. Mm-hmm. But the skateboard cut was essentially, they would just shave it as tight as they could go, like around this, like almost put a bowl around your head and shave it around the entire way and just part it in the middle.
Nice. That was very 90s.
Down over the shade part. Skateboard cut is what they call it.
That's pretty cool.
And I skateboarded. So it just, you know, it made sense. Yesterday, I watched the Beavis and Butthead special.
I was not allowed to watch that show.
It wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Oh, a critic.
It was okay, I guess.
I know. A critic.
But look, no errors.
That's the only one you got right.
There's never any feedback. I wish my teacher was like, I watched that too.
I have a journal very similar to this. I've read some of it. What's this cursive journal? But I overshared. So like all of my journal entries are like so
there's
intense.
A lot of that in here. It's like, I'm not going to get into it, but I have friends, like I have a friend Gary and I have a friend Robert, and every page is like me just being like
trash talking,
just trash talking as I was doing Chris too in this. It's a lot of injuries and a lot of trash talking. My like three friends that I had in fifth grade, and also like me getting hurt a lot. There's another page about ice skating where I like fell on the ice and hit my head. And then I'm going to the bus stop and I slip on ice and I hit my head. And there's no sympathy for my teacher either. It's like, you spelled head injury wrong.
But you also, she doesn't correct the things you actually spell wrong. She's just like capitalized chuches cheeses.
Yeah.
Well, that's fabulous. I can't wait to read every single page. Before we go on, because I want to see whatever, I see something else that I really want to see of yours. I want to read every page of that.
That's my ninth grade yearbook.
But before we get into that, let's say thanks for our next sponsor, please. Okay, Lovey, he's got a yearbook up now.
Yeah, this is my Amity 19... I don't want to say that.
You don't want to say the year?
Amity High School, ninth grade. So, well, I guess it was junior high. So our junior high was seventh, eighth, and ninth grade.
Oh, wow.
And then we went to high school.
So you were never a freshman in high school?
I was a freshman. And when we were freshmen, we were kind of the oldest ones. Yeah, no.
Wait, what?
So our junior high was seventh, eighth, and ninth.
But you still caught it freshman, even though you're in junior high?
Yeah, because we were freshmen. We were in ninth grade, right?
But freshman's high school. But freshman for you is junior high? That's so bizarre to me.
I just explained it.
But it's just so weird because my mind...
Yeah, our high school is only 10th, 11th,
12th. Because my mind goes like high school and college is freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Yes.
So, but for you... In high school, the first year is sophomore.
It was a regional high school. There wasn't like enough kids in like the one town. So like our high school was three towns.
Okay.
So the
doesn't change all the fact junior that highs would then,
I guess it doesn't really change that fact, but I can't imagine being,
a freshman in high school.
Yeah. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah. Anyway,
I guess I got
so
to skip that. Even being a sophomore in high school was terrifying.
Yeah, high school is terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see your freshman junior high. It's so bizarre. I've never heard of it.
Well, I was moving these boxes around and I saw this and I was like, what happened in here? And I opened the first page. Mm-hmm. And on the first page, there's these paragraphs.
Are they from girls?
And they're all girls.
No, they're not.
And this one right here in Sharpie. It says, Eric, what's up, sweetie? And what's up is...
Sweetie?
Yeah, and up is with an arrow.
Also, she spelled it sweaty.
I don't look ahead.
She spelled it sweaty.
What's up, sweaty? It is sweaty. I-E-S-W-E-T-T-I-E. Yeah.
Sweaty.
But what's up is with an arrow. I think that's really funny.
That's very cute. Yeah.
Right. What's up, sweetie? I'm really glad I got to know you this year. You are hysterical and a great dancer.
I thought she was going to say kiss her.
Give me a call and we'll hang out this summer. Heart.
Oh my gosh.
Always and forever. Look at the name.
Colleen.
Yes.
Oh my God. I can't believe I wrote that in your yearbook.
This is crazy to me.
Wait, that's crazy. Also, that you were in ninth grade and girls were saying this stuff to you. I cannot imagine ever speaking to a guy like that ever in my whole life. But it's certainly when I was in ninth grade, no boy, I've never had an interaction with a boy like that. That is so wild. You were so popular.
Well, can I keep going here?
Please.
This is just the first page.
Oh, I love it.
Eric, we had fun in study hall.
Is this a girl?
Yes.
Oh my God.
especially with Mr. I'm not going to say his name. He was such a sick F word. The bell rang for for my second exam. So I got to go. Call me.
Oh my God.
Heart and her phone number again.
Let's call her.
it's like her parents. So, you know, Eric, this is another girl. Eric. Hey, babe, what's up?
Babe?
Yes.
Love.
This year went by so fast.
I can't believe all these girls.
Will I expect you to be calling me up this summer? Okay, well, I hope you have a great summer. Feel free to call me anytime. And then her phone number.
And a heart.
Heart Kim.
You were the most popular boy in school. Everyone wanted to be your girlfriend.
Eric, hi. What's up? Is there a question mark?
Yeah.
I know we always fought. But I guess you're cool.
What?
Sometimes you can call me over the summer whenever you want. So I heart you. Just kidding. Well, call me sometime. And her phone number, love, Darcy.
Darcy, that's a cute name.
Yeah, this is a cute name.
Oh my gosh, love you. Oh, you hated whoever that teacher was. Yeah, you put devil horns on someone.
We have devil horns on her.
Gosh, love you. That is crazy. That's just the first page. So many girls wanted you.
I got four numbers.
Why are you fighting with Darcy so much?
It seemed like flirty. It seemed like it, right?
I don't know. I assume you're a huge flirt.
Always and forever.
If that's what these girls are saying, you are a big flirt. Which is so funny because I don't see you as a flirt.
This next page. I hope we have some of the same classes again. Call me this summer. Heart, Sarah, and her phone number. It's just a bunch of girls' phone numbers. It's just literally, it's call me this summer and girls' phone numbers.
You know, in my eighth grade yearbook, my dad signed it because I was homeschooled. So I got my dad's autograph and I think my sister's. And I think that was it for my eighth grade yearbook.
Well, what's amazing about
we're really similar.
All those phone numbers, they don't include an area code because it's obvious.
Yeah.
And they're all landlines.
We should call them.
What kind of landline phone did you have when you were in junior high? Did you have a landline phone in your room?
No.
What?
What are you talking about?
You didn't have a landline phone
there
in your room?
There was the main one that was like the wireless one that was like the whole house that was on the piano in the living room. Uh-huh. And then there was
so
one
when
in my mom's room.
You wanted to talk to babes? You had to talk in the living room?
Well, I never talked to babes. Didn't exist for me. But no. Well, it was cordless.
Cordless.
Yeah, you're a lot older than me.
You didn't have the twisty cord?
We did when those were a thing,
I'm
20
talking about
years
like a
prior
rotary
to me.
Phone. It has a cord. I mean, there were cordless phones too.
We had a corded phone I was a baby when we had a corded phone. And then we got the cordless phones.
I had the twisty cord one.
Mm-hmm. In your room?
Uh-huh. And it was clear plastic so you could see all
the
bits and bobs.
Oh, my brother had that one.
Yeah, I thought that was... I think I got it at Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah. I didn't have one in my room. We just had the cordless one that I would use, like the house one. And then my mom had one in her room. But yeah, talking on the house phone was scary because anyone could listen
could
in.
Pick up, yeah. Oh, many, many fights
every
happened.
Phone call. Like if I ever had a phone call, I knew my sister or my mom or someone just would pick up the phone. And they could listen. That's spooky. I didn't like that.
I had a relationship in high school.
Like a girlfriend? Why'd you say relationship so weird?
Yeah, girlfriend. Well, because we never hung out. You know what I mean? We dated, but it was just, we talked on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I remember specifically we would watch Dawson's Creek together.
That's so romantic.
On the phone.
That's a great show.
Which meant that we would literally sit there in silence.
That's cute.
Until commercial break. And then we would talk during the
That's
commercials
really cute.
And then continue in silence. I think that was an hour long television show.
That's really cute.
In any case, like the guy who created Dawson's Creek, Kevin Williamson, he created then Vampire Diaries and Stalker. So I ended up working with him a bunch and getting to know him. He's a really nice guy.
Does that girl know?
Yeah. But I remember I never told him that story though. I never told him that that's what I would do with.
But would people listen? Is that what you're getting with that on the phone? Like would people pick up the phone and listen in?
That did happen a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would end sometimes in physical altercations.
Oh my.
Yeah. It was competitive.
Yes.
There's only the one.
Mm-hmm. Just the one line.
I think at some point there was like two lines.
Never at my house. No way.
That was like fancy stuff.
No way.
Line one, line two.
No, it's just the one line. And it was also the internet line. So if someone was on the internet, you couldn't use the phone.
Yeah. No, you just hear the modem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you wanted to go online, no one could use the phone. It was awful. And to use the internet, for anyone out there listening who's an oldie like us, man, it took so long that wiener.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that. Oh, it's the
did
worst.
Did you have a fax machine?
We did. I don't think I ever used the fax machine.
Me neither.
That was a little before my time, but we did have one. Anyway, yeah, I remember all that, but I never had boys I was talking to on the phone. That
See, I think it was just, we were just always just talking on the phone, like different, like it was just like a, someone would call you to say, hey, you should call this person. You just sit there in silence.
Yeah. It's so romantic.
All landlines.
I can't believe you're such like a little lover boy.
What do you mean?
That's so cute.
I think so. I don't have that impression of myself, but I guess it sounds like I did all right if you look at that yearbook.
Yeah, geez. That was not my experience.
I mean, I must have had a good summer that summer.
I guess you had a lot of girls' phone numbers.
Yeah.
You must have had a lot of girlfriends.
I don't know that I had the confidence then though to call all these
it's just so funny because I don't know you as like a flirty person. Like, I guess we flirt because like we're married, but like,
yeah.
You certainly weren't flirty before we were like together, you know? So I was
maybe if I had to ride my BMX bike to your house to hang out in your above ground pool, I would have been more flirty.
More flirty. I don't know.
But you had a pool that was in ground.
What? I know I didn't.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Was above ground pools a thing? Like,
not, I mean, I know what that is, but they're not very popular where I grew up.
Do they even make them anymore? Do people still have them?
People have those. But I never had one and I didn't know anyone who had one. People either had regular pools or you just go to the beach where I grew up. So like,
yeah, in Connecticut at this time, yeah, lots of people had above ground pools, which is essentially just like a propped up circle of water.
Yeah.
And you could like run around it in a circle and make like a little wave.
That's so cute.
Like thing around. But yeah, it was just me biking around.
Very different from LA, which is where you've lived. Have you lived in LA longer than you lived in Connecticut at this point?
No.
I don't know.
Unless I moved to LA when I was 12. I mean, yeah.
No. I don't know.
Not even close.
Because for me, it's almost...
Not even close by a decade.
Wait, hold on. I think I might have... Hold on.
I started late. I started acting late because I was doing like theater stuff. I mean, professionally, like to an extent, but like back east. I didn't move to LA till I was 26. So in industry standards, I started very, very late.
Well, I have been in LA or not in LA, I guess, but I moved over half my life ago.
Wow.
To Los Angeles. I moved when I was 17. And that was half my life ago.
Do you remember what it was like?
Yes, of course.
When you moved to...
I was very scared to move to...
You went to New York first, right?
No, I went to Azusa, California first.
Oh, right.
Which I was like, I'm moving to LA, but it's definitely not LA.
That's not LA.
No. Uh-huh. But I considered it that. And
it's like Disneyland.
I was very scared. I mean, I was only 17 and I was very nervous.
Seems young to me.
Uh-huh. I was always the youngest one in my class. I started school very young, but
I think I turned 19 my freshman year of college.
Yeah.
I could turn 19. Right. You started at 17.
Mm-hmm. I was always the youngest one. So anyway, I went to college at 17. I was very scared. I remember crying in the car and I was listening to For Good from Wicked in the car on the drive to Azusa and just wept. And do you know that song For Good from Wicked?
Yes.
Are you lying?
Yes.
Okay. It's great. Anyway, it's a very sad song. And I listened to that the whole drive and cried. And then right after my parents left, I was like so excited and happy and like had a blast. But I've moved a lot in my life and had a lot of weird roommates, a lot of weird experiences all throughout Southern California. Yeah. Like so many weird experiences.
I used to move every year. Like the lease would end and I would just be like, I think maybe I liked change then.
Then.
When it was just me moving apartments or roommates.
Yeah.
Like mixing it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you have kids, you want more stability and stuff.
Stability.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk all about moving things and I want to hear more about.
I just thought of one more journal page that I totally forgot about until just now that I have to read to you after.
We'll read it. All right, love you. What's this entry?
Unhinged.
I want to hear. I'm so excited.
This is crazy.
I thought we were going to tell moving stories, but who needs that? No, this is better.
But there's one other little blue
book. Okay.
Book, right? That I saw in there. And this is also another one of doing cursive. Lots of cursive. It's funny that we talked about this and like how
you don't
obsolete
use it.
It seems now that like, but we spent so much time on this and it's all great. And this was just me having to repeat sentences that we were obviously told to write these sentences. Mm-hmm. I took the train to New York. Mm-hmm. Did anyone come with you? You know what I mean? They're just numbered. Look at me. I got a 94.
Good job.
Spelled pretty wrong.
Okay.
And I'm just looking at this. I'm like, oh, there's nothing interesting in this one. And then I got to the end mm-hmm. where apparently I had some free time.
Oh no.
And I'm just going to read it to you.
I'm
and just
so
see,
excited.
And it's, so let's hear it. Like, it's so crazy that I did this. Okay. Just
ready.
Tell me when you get it.
I get it.
This ain't no disco.
Okay.
It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
What?
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. Says a man next to me out of nowhere. His
is this like
anger
lyrics to a song
pull
or
nothing. He says his name is William, but I'm sure it's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. And he's playing up to me. And I wonder if he's ever had a day of fun in his whole life. We are drinking beer at noon on Tuesday. And the bar faces a giant car wash. And the good people in the world are washing their cars on their lunch breaks. Did you get it yet?
No, I don't know what you're doing.
Hosing and scrubbing as best as they can in skirts and suits. They drive their shiny Datsuns or Buicks back to the phone company to wreck a stone or two. But they're nothing like Billy or me because all I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one.
You're just writing lyrics to a song?
All I want to do, I have written out in this notebook.
All the lyrics?
The entirety of the lyrics to Sheryl Crow's All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. I told you it's unhinged. I don't know.
Just for no reason.
I think I just wanted to know every lyric to that
song.
This
is what happens when they're like, you need to write 5 pages in your journal. And you're like, how am I going to write 5 pages?
So look at that. It's every single lyric, which I guess there's a lot of lyrics in that song.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild.
I guess I was really into Sheryl Crow.
I think someone else sang it before Sheryl Crow.
Is that right?
I think so.
All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun was not Sheryl Crow's original song. I'm confident it was. I mean, I wrote out every lyric in this notebook.
Maybe I'm wrong.
In fifth grade.
I'm impressed.
And it's all about LA. It's about LA and Ventura or Santa Monica Boulevard. Like,
wow.
And here we are leaving.
I know.
Leaving Los
Your
Angeles.
Your fifth grade self would be so
Isn't
disappointed.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. That's very wild. I thought it was going to be something juicy. Honestly, I'm a little disappointed to be honest.
You're disappointed that I wrote out every lyric to Sheryl Crow.
I am disappointed. You were like,
this is disappointing.
You're like, this is the craziest thing. I have to read this. And it's just like lyrics to a song. I'm like,
no, I just think it's a absolutely bonkers thing for a fifth year.
I don't think it's bonkers. I think I know exactly what you did. I think they said you need to write 6 pages and you're like, what am I going to write about? And so you just wrote the lyrics to a song because it's pretty smart to do that, because you don't have to think of anything.
No, I think I just used that notebook to write them out because I wanted to write them out.
Perhaps. Well, I can't wait to read all of them. That's going to be amazing.
Wow.
Wow is right.
But yes, here we are.
We have a lot of packing to do.
We have a lot of packing to do.
Mm-hmm. So much.
Comfort.
Mm-hmm. What? Comfort. Yeah, moving is the worst. We have a lot of packing to do. Now, we could talk about moving, which I feel like we've talked about like weird roommates and moving and stuff in the past, but there is something I wanted to talk to you about that's really dumb, but important.
Okay.
So maybe we do that instead, or would you rather talk about moving?
No, go for it.
Okay. So maybe we'll talk more about moving next week.
But I like dumb, but important.
Okay. So basically I was thinking the other day about how, when I put on my shoes, I always put both socks on first, and I always put my right sock on, my left sock on, my right shoe on, my right.
Oh, you do have OCD.
My right shoe and then my left shoe. Uh-huh. But I also, when I put on my shoe, I make sure it's fully on. So like I put on my right shoe and I tie it, make sure it's good to go before I put on the left shoe. So I'm curious what your process is of putting on shoes. Do you do one sock, shoe, and fully finish a foot? Or do you use socks first? And then do you put both shoes on and then tie when both shoes are on? Or do you finish a whole, like, I'm curious. You not know?
Are you okay?
I'm very okay. I'm actually interested
put
in
on socks first.
I know, but like, do you put on both? Okay.
What am I going to put socks on one foot and then put one shoe on?
I don't know. Maybe someone does.
So have one socked and shoed foot and then just one naked foot before I start the next foot?
Maybe.
That's crazy. I've been writing out Sheryl Crow lyrics as a child.
So, but then shoes. Do you put on a shoe and tie it? Or do you put on a shoe and then tie both?
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, I'm just slipping it on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's not what I asked. If you have to tie.
Uh-huh. Am I putting on both shoes and then tying them?
Yeah. Or do you put on a shoe and tie it and then put on the other shoe and tie it? And which shoe do you put on first? Because you most certainly put
one. Putting on both shoes and... No, maybe I'll tie a shoe. I think it depends. I think I don't think about it because I'm not crazy.
I'm not saying this makes you crazy to think about it. I'm saying that everyone has...
Process?
Yes, but you don't realize it because it's so mindless. So think about putting on pants.
I think I put my left... The left goes first.
The left goes first. See, I do right. Pants. Which leg do you put in first? You put your left leg in first?
Yes.
Always my right.
Crazy.
Shirt or pants first? I'm very
pants always. As a man, it's never okay to be bottomless.
It would be wild to do a shirt first.
I've thought about this because...
A shirt and no pants is horrifically embarrassing.
This is something that I think about almost every day.
A man only wearing a shirt and no pants is the most vulnerable you could be.
Yes, exactly.
That's the most vulnerable.
But like, we share a bathroom closet area that has no doors, not even a barn door, not a pocket door, no doors, none of them. And so to be a person that gets out of the shower, if I were to put on just a t-shirt first and
divorce.
And I you would leave me. If you were to see me like that, you would be
just
like...
Just a shirt, nothing on the bottom.
You would never be attracted to me ever again. I feel like it's just not...
I wonder if anyone does though. See, this is why I'm bringing it up. Because I want to know if anyone out there does this.
Well, you know, it brings to mind when I buy shoes, when I try them on, I always just only try on the right shoe because my right foot is the slightest bit bigger than my left.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you know that?
I think you've talked about that with me before, yes. Now, there's other things like this.
Okay.
I'm fascinated by these things, okay, for some reason.
I'm still, like, all caught up in, like, how do I put shoes on?
Right. See, now you're thinking about it. I know that I do my right
foot. Well, because who cares? Because who cares?
I care.
Nobody cares.
I care. Okay, what about this? Get in the shower.
Yeah, huh?
What's the process of events here? What do you do?
I turn on the water.
Well, obviously, but like, what do you do first? Do you wash first? Do you shampoo first?
We got to get your hair wet first.
Well, yes, you're in the shower.
Yeah.
But like, as far, do you shampoo? Do you wash your body?
Shampoo, conditioner, then body wash.
What?
What's wrong with you? I'm not going to body wash.
So you finish doing your hair completely and then...
And then body. Yes. Because
that's crazy.
Well, because what are you going
to
use a body wash for? And then you're going to use shampoo and conditioner. And the shampoo and conditioner is going to run down your body. And then you've not body washed your body. You shampoo and conditioned your body.
To me, my hair is more important than my body. So I want the shampoo to really cleanse. I want the conditioner to really soak in.
Well, yes.
So I shampoo, then
body wash.
Body wash and shaving.
Oh.
And then conditioner. And then while the conditioner's soaking, I'll shave my legs.
Well, this seems to be like...
I'll shave armpits and shampoo the body during the shampoo.
Yeah, we're talking about way different things here.
So I have some marinating happening with my hair.
Yeah. I'm not like razor shaving in the shower.
Well, I am.
But like sometimes it's shampoo, then conditioner. And while conditioner is still in there, because it says on the bottle sometimes...
Lather once, repeat.
No, it says like leave it for optimal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know, but I think you're supposed to leave conditioner.
So
I'll body wash while the conditioner is still in there doing its thing.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. See, I thought I can't believe you would
I don't have patience. I don't think I've ever kept conditioner in for more than like 30 seconds.
Yeah. You also, you're in a shower. Our shower head obviously is above us, right? We have a waterfall one, a very fancy like waterfall one right above our head.
Uh-huh.
But obviously before this house, neither of us ever had a fancy one like that before.
No.
The shower head was like at an angle, you know, and it like a tub with a curtain.
It attacks you. Yes.
Which way do you face? Do you face it? Is your face facing the water or away from the water?
I would say typically away, but I do like to shower as if I'm in like a movie. I wish I could show a clip.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever said.
I know, but like there's a way that people shower in movies where they're like leaned against a wall with a hand with the water just streaming in their face.
No, this has never been in a movie.
It's in a movie that I did and I'm the one doing it.
Okay, so you're the only person
who's
ever done
that. There's a scene of me taking a shower.
What movie?
In a movie.
You were naked in a shower scene? I've never seen it. What's happening?
They don't show my...
Your dingus?
Dingus. Yeah, but yeah.
So you, in the movie...
I'm showering.
You're facing the water like a lunatic.
And I have my hand against the wall.
You know no one showers like that?
And I'm just like, and it's just...
Are you crying?
No, I'm actively thinking about like, oh gosh, how am I going to get through this?
The shampoo.
No, like about the circumstance of the film.
Yeah. Wow, that's
it's
no
called
one,
The Bad Guys.
I don't think anyone showers like that.
Cartoon movie. It was called The Bad Guys before.
So
that.
Only when you're acting in a movie you face the water. Other than that, you face the water.
When a director is like, hey, it'll look really dramatic if water is straight up shooting into your eye. I remember being so uncomfortable because first of all, I'm wearing like a bathing suit. They shoot above. Tom shot that movie. Mm-hmm. And just hot water streaming, like, and they wanted my eyes open so they could see that I'm like thinking about whatever circumstance is happening. And like, so I had to like keep my eyes open with water shooting into my face. Mm-hmm. But
in real life.
Yeah. So now in real life, I could like to repeat that.
No. Okay. Because I think anyone who faces the shower head is a lunatic. That is.
Well, how do you get water on your face?
Chaos. What do you mean? How do you get water on your face?
How do you wash your face in the shower?
You don't. You just like, I mean, water is going to hit your face, but like, how are you going to wash your hair if you're facing the water? That is loony boons.
Loony boons?
It's loony boons. It's crazy. You also do something totally wackadoo in the shower because we do have the overhead one. When you're rinsing out like shampoo or conditioner, you like put your head down and like let your hair go in front of your face. And that makes me...
I don't feel comfortable ever leaning my head back.
So that makes me... So I have heebie-jeebies about that you rinse out your shampoo and conditioner
far enough, it goes, it's not going down your face.
Chaos. That's chaos.
I don't like leaning back. I've told you, I've had like irrational throat fears. We've established this early on in this podcast.
See, I told you.
Episode like four, I'm like, throat stuff.
I have intense feelings about this kind of stuff.
Leaning my head back in the shower, it makes me very vulnerable. If anyone like has broken into the house and they're going to, you know what I mean? Kill me. It's because I have my eyes closed and I'm leaning back in a shower washing shampoo out.
If your face is forward, the shampoo and hair, wet hair is in your face anyway.
But at least my throat is not vulnerable to predators.
But now your eyes can't work because of shampoo in them.
No, because if you lean down far enough,
coast
down.
Chaotic behavior is what that is. But anyway, I could talk about, there's a lot of things like this where if like no one really thinks about it, no one talks about it because why would they? Because it's stupid topics. But you could do this about like literally anything. Like when you eat dinner, like what order do you eat it? Do you take one bite of each type of food at a time? Do you finish one type of food before you move on to the next type of food? What do you say for last? These are all things I could talk about for so long. When you wake up in the morning, what is the process of events? Obviously, the right thing to do is to brush your teeth immediately, but some people don't agree with this. Some people want to eat breakfast first, and I think that is chaos. Some people pee immediately and then get back in bed. I love knowing people's process of the wake-up process.
Why?
The eating process.
Why does it matter to you? It just fascinates you?
It's not that it matters. It's that like we as human beings... we all have our own process and we all have our own like patterns that we have established and kind of go into mechanics. Like this is robotic. This is what I do every single day. And to know that people do it differently than what you know, like I couldn't do it differently. I could not wake up and not immediately brush my teeth.
How else do you like cope with the fact that you're just this idiot on a spinning rock in infinite space? You know, like, yeah.
Why are you being such a not fun person right now? You're the worst. You're like, literally, I saw TikTok.
Well, I'm trying to rationalize like why is it important to have like
it's
a routine?
It's just a fun conversation to have.
I'm having a great time.
But this is reminding me of a TikTok I saw of this incredible woman, Drew. I'm obsessed with her. She has a podcast and she's talking with someone on it about like how someone's pet peeve was like when you're trying to talk about like celebrity gossip or tea and someone goes, well, celebrities are just people. Like, why do people care what they're doing?
Is that like, what I said?
No, but I feel like you're essentially saying like, who cares about this?
Where would no, I wasn't saying who cares.
You know who cares?
No, I was saying, how do you cope? Like, how do you cope with like life's crazy? Like, so like, and that days are stressful. So how do you cope? It's like you have comforts. And I'm saying part of those rituals are comforts to us as yes. human beings. That's
that
what I was saying.
That is not what I heard you say. I heard you say
like,
this is.
Who cares what she wore to the Met Gala?
Like, it's not what I said at all.
Are you gaslighting me? Because I feel like you said multiple times, who cares?
There's no way to prove that I was gaslighting you.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, can we rewind the tape? Like,
no,
did
they
you
can't.
Not say multiple times, like, who cares about this? And that is what I'm trying to defend. And now you're saying, oh, I never said that.
I'm also now arguing on a podcast that there's no way to prove that I did anything.
When
there is a button that
topics,
says go 15 seconds back.
I am passionate about these topics, and I feel like we talk about them for a long time. But apparently Eric disagrees with me and thinks
that's
that nobody
true.
Cares.
Everybody cares.
And that these are not interesting topics, but I find them very interesting.
You know,
I want to know what shoe you
I'm
put on first.
It. This is the most excited I've been this entire hour.
I want to know what pant leg goes in first. I want to know
left.
If there's anyone out there who's crazy enough to put the shirt on before the bottoms. I want to know.
If there's a shirt first person.
Oh, yeah. Who are you? What's your life
they
story?
Wouldn't admit that.
Someone
They'd
out there.
Be arrested.
I want to know what order you eat your food in. I want to know what your morning routine is. I want to know what your shower routine is. These things are interesting to me because if someone doesn't do it the way that I do it, I'm like fascinated by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So anyway, we could talk about this for a long time. Let us know if next week you want us to talk about moving or if you want more of those topics. But we're going to go because we got a lot of packing to do. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
All I want to do.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.